morning. Welcome in. It's another edition of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth joins us again on the phone lines. Dr. Beth, good morning to you.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
We're all right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad summer's finally arriving.
Yeah, we're getting closer and closer. The weather nice and warm and for the most part, and folks are excited about that, I'm sure. So we invite them to stick around for a few minutes here. We'll find out what's our topic for today. Where are we going on this week's show?
Well, I think I'm going to start with a little history quiz, Mike.
Oh, boy.
Did you ever hear this saying or hear it spoken, that we have nothing to fear but fear itself?
Yes. Yes, FDR, right? The only thing we have to fear is fear itself or something?
Exactly, exactly. And then he was quoted by John F. Kennedy in the 60s. And, you know, it makes me think of what's going on right now in people's brains, because fear is the worst thing that can happen to us. And I'll explain, because what happens is in the back of our brain, at the brainstem, there's a part of a non-cognitive, non-thinking part of our brain that's only job is to keep us alive. It makes our heart beat, it lets us breathe, it has our body function. We never think about those things. And what happens is when we are presented with some information, either physical or verbal, news, a different situation that is different and unusual, it seems immediately unsafe to us. And it's not till that information can get to the prefrontal cortex, that front part of our brain, that actually allows us to figure out if there is really a danger or not. Simple example, you're laying in bed at night, you hear a noise, we don't think I'm going to hold my breath. We hold it, and then we realize it's the furnace, and we exhale.
Hmm.
But what happens is when that part of the brain kicks in, we're immediately, our body's trying to figure out what's going on, so we can't decide, we can't act, we have anxiety, panic. Sometimes it results in trauma, depending on how bad it is. And here's the thing, fear is a very motivating emotion. It will, you know, create a need, a desire, a goal. It'll even tell us about danger. Marketing, motivation, they use that for us all the time. And not necessarily, I'm not being critical, not in bad ways. They tell us what we need to know. Even as parents, we say to kids, don't run in the street. That's dangerous. That's important. So what we know is that fear is necessary, and it keeps us in a community. It allows us to be part of a group, but we can't always be run by it. And with all the things with COVID going on, I think we're getting a lot of information that causes fear. You might know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and you have to try to find a way to neutralize that fear.
Exactly. So what we do, the one organ that we can control just with a decision is our lungs, is our breath. So as soon as we are aware that there's some kind of tension, that is fear rising in us, we want to take a deep breath and give ourselves some space. We want to be able to physically or mentally. I mean, sometimes we can walk away. Sometimes we have to just say, okay, well, now, wait a minute. Let me think about this. But we want to get away from input, articles, noise, threats, whatever, and just say, okay, what do I know and what do I need to know? What's real right now? Because many of us, we bring our old stuff with us, and we think we're going to try and make that work. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. We want to think about that. And then think about what's the desired outcome. You know, what situation do I really need to solve and can I solve right now? Knowing that there might need to be some adjustments in the future. We often think, I want this, whatever if the result is, to happen in 10 years. Too far out. There's going to be too many new things. So what we need when we start noticing fear and when we hear all this different news and extra stuff, take a little time. Stick with just the information you know. Don't look for every single piece everywhere all the time. You'll never find everything. Decide what skill you need, what support you need. Put aside the worst-case scenarios, those imaginary outcomes, and then calmly decide, what do I need to do? What is important right now? And that's what we do. Think about, did I get where I was supposed to get? Did I get the outcome I was looking for? And then what do I need to adjust? Because we do have nothing to fear but fear itself. It is the fear that paralyzes us and then we just stand there or sit there or wherever. We really want to be able to be involved in our future.
And if people want to find out more, Beth, about today's topic or just get some advice and take the next step to get some help, how do they do that?
I'd love to hear from them. Our number at Safe Harbor Counseling is 630-466-8657. And they can find us on the web at www.safeharboril.com.
All right, that's all the time we have on today's show. And make sure you join us every week as we're with you at the same time for Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth Speaks, and again online, that web address, safeharboril.com. We'll join you again next week at the same time.